Hello and welcome to the Mad Hatter Cast. My name is Matt.
My name is Dave.
And I'm Jeff.
And we are here post WandaVision and pre Justice League and pre Falcon and Winter Soldier and everything to talk about the future of the MCU in Phase 4 and beyond. Jeff, I see your weird look and stop.
What the hell is Justice League?
Oh my God. Snyder
right,
Cut,
so,
dude.
The Snyder Cut.
Let's talk Snyder Cut.
So we have to talk about it because it comes out on Thursday.
Can we talk about how much Joss Whedon just keeps sucking because he's a horrible human being, even though I love Firefly?
So,
He peaked on Firefly. He peaked. Buffy was good. Angel was good. I actually like Angel more than Buffy.
Hold on. Siri's talking to me.
Siri's joining the podcast.
Siri, what do you think about Joss Whedon and the way he treats women?
You should ask Siri what she thinks about Joss Whedon. You should ask her.
All right.
Just do it.
No. All right. Hold on.
This is ridiculous.
This is
Siri,
awesome.
What do you think about Joss Whedon?
Joss?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something
Me neither,
else
Siri.
I can help with?
Me
Siri
neither,
is useless.
Siri.
I don't have an answer either.
That's the typical female response to anyone under his employ, because that's...
Did you guys
like,
introduce
oh, I don't
yourself,
have any
or
comments.
Did I just Bogart this thing?
No, we introduced ourselves.
God, we are firing on all cylinders tonight.
I'm Jeff. I'm the one that loves Star Trek.
Dude, I'm going to be honest. I am not firing on all cylinders. It's been a long day.
My allergies hit me hard already, and
it's only Monday.
I'm pretty much toast. I've been working since 9 in the morning, and it's 8 o'clock right
now.
Oh, it's
9 in the morning? You've been working since 9 in the morning.
No, but, Jesus. Like, working since 9. I've been
All
up
right.
since 6.
Let's go through
Come on,
this.
That's
what
fair.
Time,
on, that's fair.
Jeff, what time do you wake up in the morning normally?
6.
Okay. David?
6:30.
All right.
What time do you go to bed?
What time do I go to bed?
Yeah.
What time do I plan on, or what time does my brain let me? Is that
what time do you like finally fall asleep? Your best guess.
12:31.
Okay, yeah, it's about 2 for me, so we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
I'm about 12:30.
Yeah, this is a sob story for all of us nerds. Like
hey,
we're so tired.
Hold on a second. We're all in our 30s. We're all in our mid 30s.
Yeah,
what's
yeah
the
we're
deal
all
with
35.
That? I've been a night owl since I was a kid, and the older I get, the more I got to wake up at 4 in the morning. I did that for years where I had to work at like get up at 4. I still like my brain never takes that step of being like, well, if you get up at 4 for a year, you should go to bed around like 8, 9. My brain
doesn't work for me.
I actually get up at 5:55 because my brain will remember to wake up if it's not an even number.
Dude.
Yep, exactly. Dude, it's so weird because like I'll set my alarm for so I start my alarm at like 6:30, but I'm usually up at 6:20. Almost every day.
Okay, hold on. Can we talk about something real quick?
This has nothing to do with the podcast.
So I have, and I've heard about this, but I did it a long time ago. So I would say I had something very, very specific. I had like a job interview or something. It's like, all right, I have to wake up at, say, 5 o'clock in the morning to get there. Or a plane trip. I would mentally lay down in bed, and I would mentally think and picture a clock at, like, 4:45. Say this is the time I want to wake up, and I would mentally picture that. I mean, it sounds like I'm hammered. I'm not. Or it sounds like I'm high or whatever. I'm totally not. Seriously
That's
cool. though, I would think and mentally picture that clock in my head, and like think about waking up at that time. And I swear to you, my body would wake me up at that time every time. Like every night, every morning, I would wake up if I mentally pictured that time. My brain would kick in. And I'd wake up at the time
way.
I thought.
I don't even need my alarm ever. I just set
that
it for
internal,
like reassurance.
That internal clock is creepy, dude. That you can
it's
actually
really
do
weird.
That. Yeah.
Like you build this like habitual feeling of waking, like you know you have to wake up at a certain time, and then your body just automatically clicks to that.
I'm talking like on random. Like I've had to do like, well, I got to be up at 3 to go on this trip, and I would mentally do that because I was so stressed about sleeping through it. I would mentally like. Focus on waking up at that time, my body would do it automatically. Really
weird
stuff, man. Really
my body
stuff.
Does this other thing where it's I have to be up at 4 in the morning and I go to bed at whatever, and I just wake up every 2 hours, and when it's close enough to when I have to get up, I get up.
That sounds that sounds like hell. That's what that sounds like.
It's been 6 days of that, actually.
Jeff, you do look tired.
Dude, my body was... So I took over for Caleb's work this week.
Yeah.
And so for a week before this, my body's like, hey, you have stuff to do next week. Let's stress out about it now.
Yeah.
And so I haven't been able to sleep for like 6 days.
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
I got 7 hours last night, though. So that was pretty good.
That's perfect. Perfect for this episode of the podcast. Perfect.
Well, except that I got like 3 hours every day for a week on top
of that.
That's
fine. The past is the past.
The past is the past. Yeah. Get over it.
And you know, what's not the past?
Kill it.
A rehashing of the Justice League.
Do we have to watch it?
I never
saw watch it.
I never saw the first one. Yeah.
So it's good that you never saw the first one.
Well, I don't want to watch this one either.
I don't either. I'm going to be honest. I don't.
Superman is lame, and I hate Batfleck. So.
I agree. So, oh, my God. 100%. 100%.
All right. We're going to have an argument before this thing even gets going.
Let's start it off.
Batman is, in my opinion, better than Christian Bale.
Bull. Garbage.
Nah.
Garbage.
100%. And
he failed at Daredevil, and he failed at Batman. And
he failed at Batman.
He might have failed worse at Daredevil. Granted, I've not seen him as Batman. I've just seen bits and pieces.
Oh my God! So you guys haven't even seen. All right, you have no argument.
Well, David hates Star Trek, and he's never seen an episode. So
no, that's fair because Star Trek sucks.
No, I've seen a ton of what's the one with Picard in it? Those. I've seen a ton
Next
of those.
Next Generation.
When I was a kid. Yeah, man, make it so number one. Like that's
your attention
a thing.
To detail here is just blowing my mind.
That's
it's
it. You got Data.
So
you got Reading Rainbow. You got the guy that was on the Unsolved
forehead.
Mysteries. Yeah,
yeah,
a pointy forehead. Yeah, that guy.
You got Beardy McGee.
Who's pointy forehead in
the brown
next generation?
The Clayon. He's a Clayon. He's got a saw blade for a
forehead.
Skull.
Oh,
he's got a saw blade. It's a saw blade.
There you go. That's the name.
Pointy forehead. There's other aliens from other shows. I'm like, they're not in this one.
Oh, jeez.
He's thinking of Coneheads.
Anyway,
that was a 1980s.
So Justice League
that
comes
a great
out.
Star Trek movie. Yeah.
So Justice League.
They should have brought them in. I would have totally watched Star Trek if they would have brought Coneheads. Who was in Coneheads? Is that Steve Martin?
That's Steve Martin.
Yeah.
It was Dan Aykroyd.
Was Steve Martin not part of
that?
Steve Martin was not in Coneheads.
Oh, maybe Steve Martin was part of the SNL sketch.
He was part of the SNL sketch.
That's
Conehead,
what it was.
So I actually didn't watch the movie, just the SNL sketches. That's all I've seen. Yeah.
This is great. So Justice League comes out.
Quality content, guys.
This is what happens when WandaVision doesn't come out. We just talk about Coneheads.
Well, I'm trying to talk about what's coming out.
You're trying to talk about Justice League, and we have already established that two-thirds of this podcast does not care about Justice League.
So
that's right. I'm the tiebreaker.
It's so good.
Can I go?
Joss Whedon can suck it.
Yeah, and it's not Joss Whedon.
Joss, not Josh. Come on, man.
I said Joss.
No, you keep saying Josh.
Because it rolls into Whedon. I don't know. God, this is going to be a nightmare tonight.
Everybody
this is
going to
be
man.
A nightmare.
I'm just going to edit all of this out.
is gold. Gold. Gold.
All right.
Anyway, Justice League comes out on March 18th. It's a 4-hour long movie.
I'm not watching 4 hours of Superman. I love Henry Cavill.
All
don't get me wrong.
So this will make you happy. Superman doesn't come in until the end.
I don't care. That's
I'm
even worse.
I'm just saying he doesn't come into the end. I'm gonna watch it because I sat through the 2017 Justice League movie, so I need to watch this one because I need some redemption from wasting my time with that one.
And they did redo a lot of the visual effects to make it a little.
So,
darker, a little more, like it fit in with the DCEU a little more.
So this is the thing. So the original Justice League was supposed to be this movie. And then Snyder's daughter killed herself, which is super sad.
Jesus.
Yeah. And that's why he backed out of it and Whedon took over.
Oh, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, this is why you guys should let me talk every once in a while. So he backed out and took over the movie and changed about 85% of the movie. So the movie we're getting is Zack Snyder's true vision for the Justice League that fits in with his trilogy, which is Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, and now Justice League.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
A serious question. I'm not being an asshole.
No, that's fine.
Do I have to watch...
Can you say that word?
Dawn of Justice, asshole? Oh, I already did twice.
That's fine.
Do I have to watch Dawn of Justice? Because it did not look like a very good movie.
So if you were to watch it, you don't really have to. You just have to know that Superman dies in it. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. Superman dies in it. If you were to watch it, I would recommend watching the Ultimate Edition.
Way early on.
Okay.
Because the Ultimate Edition has all the extra stuff that's close to like the Snyder Cut. So all these movies go into each other.
Okay.
So like if you watch Man of Steel and go right into Batman vs. Superman, the first scene of that movie is the aftermath, or it's actually happening while that movie starts, where Bruce Wayne is going through.
I've seen that scene.
Yeah. Yeah, where he's going through. That's happening at the end of Man of Steel. Yeah. And then
it looks like Bruce Wayne's done way too much like weight training and no cardio, so he's like super out of breath but super buff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen that scene.
So, I've seen that picture. He's outside of a door and he's got like a blue sweater on. And he's smoking a cigarette.
No, it's not
that's
that
the one. Sorry.
Are you saying that's you?
No, that's a meme. You've seen that meme where it's like, this is what I feel like on Mondays. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he's outside and he's just like, oh.
That's like me. Yeah. That's me almost every
dealing
day.
Dealing with this podcast. That's what
yeah, that's
like.
Me dealing yeah. with this podcast.
This is why I have whiskey in the studio, so I can just keep drinking while I edit this.
Yeah. So, Justice League, obviously.
I record this.
So, it's a four-hour movie. It's broken up into, I think, four or five parts. And it dives deeper into what actually was supposed to happen in that movie with Darkseid, the Mother Boxes, all of this stuff culminating in that final act where Superman's in it. I watched a spoiler-free review of it, and the guy said that this is the movie we deserved in 2017 because it actually saves the entire DCEU how it's supposed to be. So, like, I'm actually excited for it. I think it's going to be a great thing. And then they're going to redeem Jared Leto's Joker in this somehow.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yeah. I never saw Suicide Squad. So
this is another – this is the problem with – this is
I didn't watch anything
DC,
beyond –
The movies are absolute shite and nobody wants to watch
no,
them.
Beyond,
the only
beyond
reason
Christian
why
Bales.
They are
Christian Bales,
is because the studio interferes too much with the movies.
They have like, – No unifying vision because the studio keeps messing with it?
Yes. So they had a unifying vision that Zack Snyder was supposed to set across all the movies. Like Suicide Squad was supposed to be a completely different movie.
Oh.
All these
they were hoping
were
for
supposed to be
Zack
different.
Snyder to be their version of Kevin Feige.
Which he was supposed to be.
Right.
And the studio
and
kept interfering. They kept interfering. So they had a plan going forward. This is why the Flash movie got delayed. The Cyborg movie got shelved. All of these movies were supposed to be intertwined, and if you watch like Wonder Woman 1 compared to Wonder Woman 84, you can see the disconnect that the studio had in the meddling.
Oh, see, I didn't watch 84.
I liked the first one
until the reveal of the bad guy, because the God of Mustaches just was not a good villain.
No, he was not.
Can I say something real quick? And I know this is kind of a weird, it's kind of a weird take. I feel like. Unless you're kind of aware of like Christian music, I feel like Marvel is like real music, and then DC is like the Christian version, where it's always like decade behind, like a decade behind. Really,
they've gotten better. The Christian scene's about 5 years behind now. It's actually gotten better.
This is my new argument with Christian music compared to secular music. Is that if Christian music did what secular music did, they would get bashed for that. So they found their own niche by everybody. So if Christian music tried to sound too much like Justin Bieber and pop that's out now, right?
I would bash them, yeah.
You would
bash them. The fact that you're referencing Justin Bieber and pop that's out now says that you're part of the Christian music industry, because that's like 5 years old.
No, but you know what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I'm not a part of any music scene anymore. I just happen to play drums at church.
It's not true. I got a buddy, and we all know him, and he makes music that is like 2022, and he's
he's making his own stuff. So
yes,
he's not answering to anybody.
Yeah. I agree. In 10 years, mainstream Christian people are gonna be like, "This is really good music." It's because he's ahead. He's playing Marvel. DC is 10 years behind. They're like, we should make a universe connect. Let's have a thing where we bring Michael Keaton in. And you're like, you're a little behind on the multiverse. Like, you're
a little behind. You on that.
Yeah, it's a really good analogy. It's really close, yeah.
It's very close.
Yeah.
And I'm not hating on DC. I think they're going to make it up with Robert Pattinson. I think Robert Pattinson's going to make it up. Instead of going forward, they're going to shoot back and they're going to do something dark. Like something dark the way Marvel can't do dark.
So Batman doesn't usually kill actively anybody, right?
Dude, that trailer looked like he murdered
someone. Dude, he punched him like 37 times in the face. He's
dead. And that's
what
we need. We needed Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker, and we needed Patterson as the Batman. Like, these are the this is the DC I've always wanted. Go dark. Go dark and dark. I need a Superman that when he lands to Earth, kills a town. Like, destroys
a
town. Like, that's...
No, we kind of actually got that out of Superman. We don't actually need that from Superman anymore. What we need is a DCEU without Superman.
No. I think we need a Superman that is evil. I think we need an evil Superman.
They painted him as evil in these movies, though, because he's responsible for all this destruction. Am I right, Matt?
Painted.
Sort of. So in the
but
original
then his
Justice
mom
League,
was named Martha, and then Batman's like,
"Oh yeah, his mom
Martha.
Was named Martha,
and then we're
right.
friends now." And yeah, and they
destroyed.
Well,
the thing was,
they
in
destroyed.
The comics, both their names were Martha. That's he didn't change anything. That's just
you don't
how
have
it was.
To bring
he
that
just
up.
Put the two together.
Matt, I don't know what your mom's name is, but if her name is Peggy, like my mom, you and I are not going to stop fighting about WandaVision's bad ending, okay? Just because they share the same name.
WandaVision's bad ending. No, that's nothing to do with WandaVision.
No, because Matt and I disagree about it.
Oh,
so, if his mom was named Peggy and my mom is named Peggy, we wouldn't stop fighting because our moms have the same name.
I'm just saying.
It's ridiculous.
Look, I'm just saying.
Wait,
like,
so hold on.
Grief. All right, go ahead.
Would you be Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Nope.
You mean in general or based on the DC
based on
that we have
fight.
Now?
Based on this fight.
This fight. Neither. I'd be Tony Stark.
Fair enough.
That's good.
This is Scotch and Eat. Who do you think I am?
So all we really have to say is that DC screwed up the whole movie franchise.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers, excuse me, screwed up the whole DC franchise.
They're picking it back up. All I'm saying is they're picking it back up with Joker.
They're finally learning from their mistakes,
and they're
and they're
better.
Not meddling.
But
because I feel like this Batman movie that finally finished up filming like 2 days ago. I'm so excited for this movie because they dropped that trailer, what, a year ago?
Dude.
And
sign
me up now.
DC's moving into a territory Marvel hasn't moved into, which is like dark. Which is, yes, we got WandaVision, which is like grief, and it was dark, but it was still fun.
It was still family friendly.
Yeah, so Marvel. And Marvel has its niche. Batman was always steps behind Marvel, and now they're building a niche. And if they go dark, like dark in everything, like you have the Joaquin Phoenix, and you have like Pattinson, and you have all these dark characters coming out, Flash, like you could do dark in everything. Make a Dark Knight a version of everything.
Can I sort of add something to that?
Yeah.
So in 2004, we got Batman Begins. Everyone agrees that Batman Begins is a great movie.
Phenomenal.
Right?
Yeah.
It's arguably the best Batman movie. The other one could be The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight was better than Batman Begins.
Keaton's first
because of nostalgia. I gotta say,
No. I disagree. At the time,
that movie doesn't hold up for shit.
No, but that's not true. At the time in the 80s, the first superhero movie
at the
to
time,
really
that's amazing. But we're not talking about the 80s anymore.
But
we're talking about 2004.
No. Hold on. We are because
Batman Begins came out in 2005. By the way.
You think of like Iron Man in the beginning, like it was, it's amazing movie now. It
still holds up.
Keaton's first, like if you think in the 80s, no, hold on, 80s, they were ahead of Marvel by leagues, like leaps.
The pacing of movies in the 80s is not something that holds up now. If you watch any movie made in the 80s, the pacing doesn't match up. The action in any good action movie doesn't actually start until 30 to 40 minutes in. Go watch Die Hard.
I'm not comparing Batman to Die Hard. I'm comparing Batman to whatever Marvel had at the time, which didn't have anything.
The style of movies in the 80s simply does not work now. Like people say The Wrath of Khan is the best Star Trek. It's not. It's actually First Contact because it holds up better.
That's not my argument. I'm not saying it works now. I'm saying it worked great at the time. Marvel took a page of being like, that's Tim Burton, and he has got a phenomenal Batman, and that was iconic. And then they were like, we're going to make iconic Marvel. I'm saying okay. They set the stage. They
so set the my, stage. I my initial gonna... thought here was that Batman Begins 2005, right, Matt?
Yeah.
It was 2005 for Batman Begins. That was the best superhero movie we had ever seen.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, Dark Knight was also a great movie. I lean towards Batman Begins, but I can't fight that. Like, it's
Dark Knight was a
Dark
better
would have been,
movie.
Wouldn't
it was
have been
a better movie,
except for
but
Batman.
It wasn't a superhero movie.
You know what? That's fair.
Sure. It was an action thriller that had Batman and Joker in it.
Right, and ooh, this is what gives Marvel its big edge. So, I realized this the last time I watched Endgame. It's very aware of what it is. It reminds you just a little bit that it's a comic book movie. Because Endgame, there's a ton of weight to it. It's a huge, 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 huge movie. And then you get Avengers Assemble, and everyone's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a comic book movie. Yeah. It reminds you that it's a comic book movie in that one moment. And that's one thing that the DCEU hasn't been able to do. They're trying to make it way too serious without getting dark enough.
You don't
if
have
you're
to
make a dark the, movie, make a dark movie. And that's
that
what they're doing with
Pattinson's
Batman.
That was one of the things that somebody said about the new Justice, the Snyder Cut, that was very interesting to me. They were like, so it's a great film.
I'll be right back.
It's not a good movie. Like, they were saying that it's a great film because it's Zack Snyder's Odyssey. It's an Odyssey film. So it's like this crazy epic story of how Batman brings everybody together. He goes around, does his thing. He's a tired, old, weathered Batman. That's why I like Ben Affleck, because he's the Frank Miller Batman that's on the silver screen, which I love. He is that old, I've seen it all, I'm tired, I will kill if I have to, because the Robin that I raised died by the hands of the Joker. All of this stuff is in there. And then you have Darkseid come in. And Darkseid is arguably the biggest DC villain, next to maybe Lex Luthor in a way.
I don't know. I think the Joker might be more well-known.
I mean, like if you're going to compare Thanos to somebody, it would be Darkseid.
You mean in-universe? Yeah.
In-universe. The Joker's a huge villain for Batman, not so much for everybody else. Except
in-universe.
He did kill Lois Lane in one of the comics. And then Batman killed the Joker, or Superman killed the Joker in front of Batman in one of the comics. But that's a whole nother.
Yeah, arc. I can't think of anybody from the DC universe, like the comics universe, that looms quite as large as Darkseid. That's a good point.
Yeah, like he's the guy. Like Brainiac is close, but those are like character specific. Darkseid encompasses everybody because he's a Justice League villain.
Just like
Thanos is an Avengers villain.
Yeah, like Kang the Conqueror level of large, which I'm not super excited about Kang the Conqueror being the next big bad, but I bet they'll do a good job.
I'm super excited because I feel like him and Stark. So listen, let's transition to Marvel. So I watched this video from like 8 months ago. I was just skimming through YouTube and stuff like that, and they talked about how Tony Stark knew what was going to happen after Endgame.
Based on
what he saw doing the time travel research. So they laid it out where he tested the time travel research before he went to everybody. This is like a theory that they're saying.
Why wouldn't he test it as a scientist? He would test it before putting actual stakes in it.
And then the whole thing of he knew that Dr. Strange said there was one outcome. That would be it. So he wanted to know what that one outcome was.
There's a hole in that theory already. He didn't have any PIM particles at his house in upstate New York. He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it.
He could have figured out a different way that he could do it this way. Say, just suspend disbelief for a second. Try not to poke holes in it. He could have figured out a way with what he had to make it work once, to make sure it worked. And then he was like, if we're going to need 7 people going through, we're going to need something bigger.
Nah, it doesn't work because the suits were built to use PIM particles.
Yeah, because it was more stable for multiple people to do it. I have a feeling that he figured out, Tony Stark would figure out a way to send one person through at least once. And
maybe he sent an AI through and back.
Maybe. Yeah, like there's a way he saw it because there was something that he said
my gal,
to Steve.
My gal yesterday or something, instead of Friday.
There was something he said to Steve, to Captain America, that really stuck out to me when I watched it. And then listening to this theory video, I was like, oh my God, it makes total sense. He said something to the effect of, this is the biggest, or he was talking about how he needs to save what he has and all of that stuff. And then he said something about, this is the biggest threat that we've seen so far, but it's coming, or something to that effect.
No, he doesn't say anything like that.
He says something. It was an Endgame. It was.
No,
I gotta look it up. Hold on.
Yo, dude, go ahead, look it up. So here's a. I'm gonna spring off of your theory, or this theory that you found, and make it work in a in a non tech the tech sense, which as the Star Trek guy is funny, but I can figure this out. So when he does the second snap with his own like gauntlet, not the Stark gauntlet, but the Bleeding Edge gauntlet. When he does that, he finds everything in the universe because he's given the power of all creation when that happens. And there are only so few people that can actually handle that kind of input. So, like, Banner was one of them. He's got a big brain. He's also got the brawn to handle it. Tony didn't have the brawn to handle it, but he's got a bigger brain than the Hulk's.
Yeah, true.
So when he snapped and he got the Time Stone and the Soul Stone and everything all at once, he saw Kang the Conqueror. He saw possibly the kid who becomes Iron Lad, who becomes Kang the Conqueror, if that's what they go with. He saw all of that happening, and so he was trying to work through all of that, which is why he was so quiet as he died, and he couldn't say anything to anybody. He was processing all of that information.
I think it's a reach, man. I don't think it's a reach. I think it's a reach. What we know from Marvel is when something, the only people who can see that far in the head, I wouldn't think.
Far ahead on his own. He could only see that far ahead because of the power the gauntlet gave him.
Maybe, but that's still a stretch, man. You get shocked. I think the only person who knows Kang's coming is Doctor Strange, because he was like, I've been through a ton of different outcomes. And
I don't think Stark knows he's. Okay. I don't think Stark knows he's coming. I think Stark knows he exists.
I think, and this is where we lead into WandaVision and Doctor Strange. I think Doctor Strange knows because he walked through. There's one way we win, but that one way we win. You think he stopped there and going, okay, what if we win? What happens in the timeline beyond that?
So
he already knows. He already knows.
So I butchered the whole beginning of this.
When they mess with time and time tends to mess back, that could be Tony being like, yo, look, this might happen. So if he did send an AI or somehow send his consciousness back in time or forward in time, he could be like, yo, we can do this, but at the same time, we're going to screw everything
up.
Are you going into X-Men
where they send Wolverine's consciousness back in time and he plays
that was stupid. That was stupid. Anyways,
Tony, I
butchered the whole thing. I butchered the whole thing because there was a scene in Endgame. No, I was right, but I got to explain why. There was a scene in Endgame where they look at that quantum machine where they send everybody back. There's a specific date on it.
Yeah.
There's multiple dates, but the one that's on there is January 2988 BC.
Yes.
So somebody went to that date because it's on there. So the theory is that Stark went to that date and saw either Kang or Galactus or something to that effect. But I'm trying to find what he said
That's a good point.
So Matt, to add on to that, I'm not just about like screwing your theories up. To add on to that theory, he was like, oh, I figured out where to get more Pym particles because he already went back and found some.
In the future.
He knew where to get them anyway, so he had already gone back and found some Pym particles so he could do that test run all the way back to 1988 BC or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That could make sense because then he found that solution way too easily.
Wait, BC? He went BC?
Right, that's what you said, right? Matt's gone.
I'm here.
I'm it.
He did, oh, okay. He did, he said BC.
Yeah.
So the whole basis of the theory is that when they were in the 70s, Steve grabbed four particles. So when they came, yeah, whatever. I can't talk tonight. So when they came back, Tony took two of them to figure out exactly where he was going. I butchered the whole beginning thing. I knew that he went somewhere. So he went in the past and in the future to find out exactly what's coming after Thanos, because he knew that the one
Tony
thing
would do that. Tony would do that.
No, because it wouldn't have been from what Cap took, because he took four, or we saw him take four.
He took four and two.
Those
of them
four
were
needed
for
the trip back, though. The trip that he was planning to go back
true.
And forward. They needed those forward. For that.
But that means he went back, kept one, or he left one there.
Well, that's the thing. He took four for him and for Tony, and then for him to go back to return everything,
and then come back.
So he didn't actually come back them. And. He did. He did. He had to use it because he would have been.
This is what he said. This is what Stark said. You mess with time, it tends to mess back. You'll
That's
see.
What I said. Yes.
So he said, "You'll see." That means that he knows something. It's not just that. There's a deeper meaning to that other than the fact that it's just a very ominous. Tone.
Yeah, I can buy it. I'll buy that.
That's the whole point of this thing.
If I was gonna pinpoint like Tony's reoccurrence into like the MCU, I would pick if he's playing around with 1 ounce of pin particles, I would play it in. We're gonna see it in Loki because we know Loki's jumping around, and so Tony.
Time variance.
I would see Tony showing up in Loki.
The only way I see it is gonna be a flashback. I don't think Tony's going to come back until Kang is introduced.
You're both wrong. We actually see Tony in Black Widow.
Wait, well, where?
What? Dude, it's before he's dead. Like, he's going to be in the movie. It's already been confirmed, I think.
I mean, like, him coming back in, like, a way.
So here's what I would like to see about having Downey rejoin the universe. I want to see an evil... the darkest timeline version of Tony Stark.
And that's where I was going with this. Because if Kang's in the mix, this is why I'm excited about Kang. Because he's a multiversal entity. He's a Nexus being just like Wanda in the comics.
And am I right in thinking that Iron Lad is Kang the Conqueror? Or at least in one universe?
In one universe, he is.
Yeah,
he is.
I'm gonna jump in.
That would be fun because the kid is Iron Lad.
I don't think. This is gonna sound weird. I don't think Tony is gonna come back as Tony. I would assume because we have Morgan, his daughter, right, and she becomes one of the new Avengers. I would assume her Jarvis is Tony's voice, and so his voice will be voicing a. Similar Jarvis to her, as an inside the AI in his helmet. Like who does Morgan become? I don't know. I would
she's
assume,
not Ironheart.
I would assume. Here's the thing: if I'm Tony Stark and I build AI, how do I not build an AI that mimics my own self?
Because like, he saw what. No, because he had intel and he saw what happened with Zola doing the same thing. And he wouldn't make the same mistakes as somebody else. Not the Tony Stark that we know in the future. He wouldn't do the same thing that Zola did.
Anyway. Okay. Fair enough. But we have Edith, and I'm just saying, like, his daughter.
So Morgan Stark is.
Edith was a waste of time. Giving it to a 17-year-old kid. Come on, Stark. You're smarter than that.
No way, dude. That was perfect.
To be fair,
perfect.
I've only first off, even Dead I'm the Hero is hilarious, but I've only seen Far From Home once because it's not available anywhere.
Yeah, because we've all only seen it once because they won't let us have it.
Yeah, I'll buy it eventually because it's available on DVD somewhere, right? Or Blu-ray?
Yeah, it is.
I haven't seen it.
I'll eventually get it. It's been out for 2 years. I hope it's available somewhere.
So
basically, with all of this theory that I'm trying to say is that Endgame is going to be like the cornerstone of everything going on. We know that already. Yeah. And I think that the fact that Tony has seen what's going to come changes how we should look at the MCU. It shouldn't be like mutants are obviously coming, but I don't think we're going to get, and this leads me into the Falcon and Winter Soldier. So there's been videos that came out over the past couple of days that people have seen the first episode and there's super high praise of it. But obviously there's no spoilers of Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh, I think it's going to be amazing.
So it's going to be amazing. And this is like one of the first thing they said about the new episode is,
are we going to leave that in? We should leave that in.
He pulled his mic away. I don't think anybody heard it. Anyways, the first episode is within 3 minutes of the episode, it feels like Marvel. Where like WandaVision didn't feel like Marvel till the end.
It didn't. I agree, man. And I'm honestly, I'm going to say this, and this might be controversial. I loved Wanda, but I am really, the more I watch like the newest trailer of Falcon and Winter Soldier, the more I'm.
Did you see the final trailer?
Yeah, the one that just came out.
Yeah.
It feels like a Captain America. Like it feels like it's just, you know, you don't get any witchcraft. It's no weird mystery. It's just action. It's just shoot them up, beat them up. And I love that.
It's a spy thriller action movie. And
but
it's a good, it's a good departure. Because think about it. All right, so we had Endgame. We had Far From Home. And we had WandaVision.
Yeah.
So if you look at Endgame, Endgame is this like massive culmination of 23 movies.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest thing ever. Then you have Far From Home, which starts to deal with the fallout. But then you realize that WandaVision comes out months, or WandaVision happens months in the timeline before Far From Home.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting where they put Falcon and the Winter Soldier in the timeline.
Where do you think that is? Let's talk about that real quick. Where does Falcon and Winter Soldier, what's your theory? Where does it come in?
I think it's after WandaVision.
Obviously, yeah, maybe.
In the timeline, it's after WandaVision. Because WandaVision was 2 weeks after the blip.
It might take place around the same time. Like maybe it crosses over by like 4 weeks or four episodes.
Yeah. I would say it's close.
I don't say it's like months after. It's going to be very close to the same time.
All right. If I'm the president and I find out that Captain America comes from another timeline or universe with a shield and hands it to, hands it to Falcon, who is a known conspirator to the Winter Soldier, like, I'm gonna jump on that immediately. So think about it from a government perspective.
This is one of my theories.
U.S. agent is going to show up, and they're gonna make it so they're going to try to give it to him. We all know that's going to happen. That's
so.
Just
this
makes
is
sense.
This is what I get so far because of everything I've watched leading up to this and the trailers and everything. Sam doesn't want the shield.
He may or may not want it, but he doesn't end up having it. We know that.
No, I almost know for a fact he doesn't want the shield because he respects Captain America way too much.
He says, like it someone else's when he gets it, which I'm going to be a nitpicker here. The right thing to say would have been dialogue-wise, like it belongs to somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
It's an easier
Christ,
line.
Jeff.
Anyway.
I know. Anyway.
He doesn't want it, but he takes it because he gives it to
him. The show's
going to
start off with him giving up the shield. He's giving up the shield. He's not going to be Captain America. And then by the end of the 6-episode arc, he's going to have the shield, and he's going to be the new Captain America.
Agreed. Here's my thing. I think that giving up the shield happens way early on.
Yes. I think it's in, like, the first episode.
The government is going to move super fast on it. And the only time the government moves quickly is when it's a bad decision.
Yes.
Hold on. Yes, we agree. The first, obviously, we know the trailers, even WandaVision. There were some things in further on, but the majority of the trailer came from the first episode. They always do. It's the majority of the trailer comes from the very first episode.
Couple chunks, and that's about it. From anything else.
Yeah. The only thing that's not in the first episode is mostly Magnapore. I have a feeling that's going to be later. They're not going to go right to. They're not going to because there's a specific character that they're saying is in the show but hasn't been confirmed. Which is Omega Red, which is tied to Wolverine and the mutants, which I don't want to jump on the hype train too early, but it's weird for them to throw in Omega Red, Magnapore, and all of that, unless they go a completely different route.
And they've already given us a little bit of mutant with the House of M-esque armor from WandaVision.
And the whole fact that how they looked at her at the end of WandaVision when they're walking around.
We've gotten enough hints toward mutantdom that we should be able to get it. And Disney like released all of those behind the deleted footage of as if radioactive spider bites and assorted mutants wasn't enough. It might not be canon, but the audience has seen it.
Yeah.
So we know they're putting that nugget out there for us.
So the other thing we have to talk about is the Flag Smashers, which in the comic it was a single person, and the whole thing about it was they wanted a one-world government, and they wanted to get rid of patriotism in its essence. So they wanted to denounce all single governments and turn into this one big government. I don't think that's how it's going to be in this. Everybody's already jumping on the train that the Flag Smashers are going to be mutants, which is possible because if you watch the trailer, the characters have like super strength and all of that stuff.
Are you thinking like maybe that's the precursor to the Brotherhood?
Possibly.
Okay.
That's one option, or the other option is that they're defunct experiments with the Super Soldier serum, which I think is more realistic. And
we're right back.
And I think the Flag Smashers as a group is just one part of the villains in the show.
Sure.
I don't think it's going to be like they're in the first episode. If everything we've seen in the trailer is the first episode, then we're in for some crazy surprises. So I watched an interview with, I think it's Cosmic Wonder on YouTube, and they, he was able to actually, he was on the press junket for the show, so he saw the first episode, and then he was able to be on a Zoom call with Kevin Feige, the director, the writer, Anthony Mackie, and Sebastian Stan. And one of the things they talked about in the interview is what kind of surprises can we see? And they're like, well, the first episode is, there's some kind of surprise in the first episode. They didn't go into what it is or anything like that. And then the director says that the show is just full of surprises.
So I'm no longer putting any stock in interviews.
I'm not putting stock in it, but it's interesting to hear the director, because Matt Shakman in WandaVision didn't say anything other than the fact that you're going to be disappointed if you believe the fan theories.
Sure, so, but here's the thing with the interviews, though. Like, everybody was, like, I wasn't disappointed that we didn't get, like, Magneto or whatever the universe-breaking cameo would be. That didn't really disappoint me. I knew it wasn't anything like that.
They're not going to come out of the gate swinging, especially when they had to move a show from fourth to first.
They do it subtly. Exactly.
Yeah. So Falcon and the Winter Soldier was supposed to be the first show that Disney Plus released.
So we're not going to be getting any big reveals in the first episode, but a surprise is okay. But that surprise could be like, it's surprising to someone if they don't know what's going on. But like oh, there's a character named is U.S. Agent. Oh, big surprise. Someone who doesn't know Marvel wouldn't know that there's that character.
It's already been said. I think it's nomenclature, and it's expected that U.S. Agent's going to be in it. I think the surprise is going to be Patriot.
Patriot.
Yes. So Patriot is the grandson of the first black Captain America. His first name's Isaiah. His last name's leaving my brain for some reason. I have a feeling he's going to be in the show some way. Because what they're doing is future-proofing the MCU. And they're adding in these young Avengers. We saw Wiccan and Speed in WandaVision. We're going to see Miss Marvel in her show in Captain Marvel 2.
I don't know if we're going to get Patriot, because he showed up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., didn't he?
No. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't matter, obviously. Oh, because
it does. No. It does. And not within the MCU, but because they're not going to show something from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that some people might have gravitated toward.
They already did it.
And then immediately... Who?
The Darkhold.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
Yep. That's why I'm saying they can bring Ghost Rider into this show if they wanted to, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to Kevin Feige is a Marvel property that's not truly canonical.
Well, it could just be a different universe as
well. It could just be a different universe.
They could retcon it. But with a straight up character though, an item is one thing, but a character is something that they. I didn't even watch all of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I just know Patriot was in it. Also, he's white in that, which is kind of weird.
And that's the thing, is he's not white in the MCU.
Look at Joss Whedon being, in the comics universe at least.
Elijah Bradley, that's his name.
Look at Joss Whedon being really progressive, casting white people in black people's roles. Good job.
Yeah, seriously.
I know it wasn't him. It was Jed or Mo, but whatever. Because
what this show is going to do is going to go through the history deeper for Captain America and the Super Soldier program. Because Elijah's grandfather was basically, it was a play on the Tuskegee experiments, but as a super soldier.
Okay.
So he was the first black Captain America. He was the one that survived all the experiments, blah, 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 all of this stuff. Now, with this show, obviously the big thing is that race is going to be involved with this. They're not going to want to give Sam the shield because he's black. And
I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be because he's black. I think Marvel is away from that. You already have things like Black Panther that really touch on the race side of things. I think they're trying to make the Marvel Cinematic Universe as a place where racial disparity doesn't actually exist.
I hope that's true, but when you have somebody who's going to be Captain America and he was given the shield in the end of Endgame, race is going to be a part of this somehow.
It better be somebody who is a part of Hydra. And therefore,
and that brings me to my next point.
Okay, good.
Because in that interview, Kevin Feige was asked if S.W.O.R.D., Hydra, S.H.I.E.L.D., some kind of government organization is going to be played into this show. And he said that there's always place in the MCU for some kind of governing entity to be a staple of a story. He didn't say... In Kevin Feige faction, he didn't say anything that was spoiler based, or he was vague enough where you can be like, okay, something's in this show. And then you have Baron Zemo and you have Winter Soldier, who worked for Hydra for how many years?
On and off. It depends on how often he was awake, I guess.
Yeah, but you have somebody who was a Hydra agent. I don't think it's out of because the other thing you got to think about too is when they're in Madripoor, which I'm assuming it's in Madripoor. I could be wrong, but there is that scene in that nightclub, and there's that wall of skulls. They're all Skrull skulls, so the Skrulls are going to be tied into this somehow, and I have a feeling that somehow they're going to bring Hydra and the Skrulls together in some way.
Here's the thing. Like, we're moving into, like, I know phase, what is this, phase four or phase five?
It's phase four.
Phase four is going to be about, like, obviously magic and the invasion of Skrull. So it's moving, instead of, like, Earth threats, into like, alien threats. Like, we're
so
moving into that.
That was one thing that Feige said back when Endgame's press junkets were happening, that he said the next phase of Marvel is going to be a cosmic phase.
Yeah, which means, like, Winter, like, the Falcon and Winter Soldier is not going to be just... It looks like it's just, like, a home threat, like, something going on home.
And
but it's going to have to have a tie into cosmic.
It's going to have some kind of tie, and this is one way that they could bring in... I have a feeling we're not going to get a true vision of what the mutants are until the Eternals movie comes out.
Probably.
I think that's how they're going to introduce the mutants fully. We're going to get these little seeds planted of X-gene activated people. They're going to start to realize that people have had abilities this entire time. It wasn't just based on a serum. It wasn't based on radiation. There was something that happened. Somehow the human body evolved after Endgame as a defense mechanism. Where after as humans, as a human nature, when they see... a threat at the level of Thanos and everything, the defense mechanism in their DNA changes. And then people who had this recessed gene of the mutant gene, it kind of came to fruition. And then after the three Earth snaps, because there was three on Earth and one in the universe, right? Yeah. That gene just pops off. Everybody kind of realizes what's going on.
Interesting. Yeah. I would have done the math on the Snap-on Garden and how long it would take to get to Earth, but they haven't given us a good map on how far away Garden is from Earth. Yeah. So it could be that eventually that Snap's radiation hits Earth, and then like mutants are already happening, and then that radiation hits Earth, and it just explodes in mutants, and that's where we get the House of M story. Boom.
But the thing is, but will that Snap still have the potency of an Earth Snap?
The Big Bang has a lot of radiation behind it, so I don't know. We still read CMR, so cosmic background radiation. So we still get that. So who knows?
I don't think that's it. I don't think the second snap that Thanos did to destroy the stones. I don't think that's unlocking the mutant gene. I think
it's already unlocked. But the whole House of M story may happen because of
I don't think so
that one last bit.
I think the House of M. Multiverse, and we're gonna see the multiverse happen, and that's gonna pull all of them into this one.
That idea literally just showed up in my mind about 10 seconds ago, so please don't give it any real thought.
I'll give it about as much thought as I give Star Trek, and that's about as much thought as I'll give that one.
So we have to talk about the future of the MCU, because obviously things are going on that we, as viewers, don't know, but as me and Jeff have read probably more comic books than anybody put together.
It's really funny, because I haven't actually read any comic books. I read Wikipedia.
Oh, you cheater. You cheater. Anyways,
I don't read Wikipedia, so that works.
Yeah, you're our normie.
Truth.
This is what I think is going to happen in Multiverse of Madness. I think what's going to happen is Mordor. It is Mordor.
It's not
okay.
MODOK. It's definitely
no,
not
MODOK's
MODOK.
A completely different villain.
You're talking about Chiwetel Enver, the other wizard says too many sorcerers?
Yes. So what I think he's going to do is
Mordor.
Is figure out what happened in Westview, find Wanda, and befriend her as a nice wizard, for lack of a better term. And through that, she's going to open up something real bad, and Strange is going to have to fix it.
Okay.
That's
sure.
what I think.
I can buy that.
That's what I think is going to happen in Multiverse of Madness. Yes, it's going to open up different multiverses. Yes, things are going to deteriorate, and we're going to get crossover that way. Because we have to talk about No Way Home too, because Strange is suspected to be in No Way Home. So, like, if you look at that one image that came out for No Way Home when they announced the title, it's Ned, MJ, and Peter standing in that doorway. And if you brighten the image, you can see the outline of what looks like Doctor Strange, like his hair and his head. So, I think that Multiverse of Madness and No Way Home are going to be like the Avengers-esque movie of this phase.
No, that's probably true. Can we jump back to the thing that's about to come out this Friday? Can we talk about that? All right, so here's the thing. Zemo, he's technically imprisoned, and I had this theory, because I have little theories about what's going to happen.
He was in prison 7 years ago. It's
before
after
the snap. So do you think the snap happened and he came back into a prison that's empty, like it's been discontinued?
Ooh,
and that's
do we know? Out? Do we know if Zemo was blipped?
We don't know, but I would assume, because the blip really resets all evil characters, like the Vulture. Like, we have Keaton coming back. He could have been in the same prison as Zemo, which I would assume was the same.
No, I don't think so. Because
you don't think so?
Yeah,
Zemo was on the raft.
Yeah, and the other guy was in Seagate, I think, right?
Yeah.
Vulture was in Seagate.
All right, well, so either way.
Or
when
one
the
of the other
happens,
local prisons, yeah.
We don't
but
know
either
if,
way.
We don't know if Vulture disappeared. We don't know if Zemo disappeared. We don't know it happens, but we know when they come back, things like we have. Here's the cool thing. We have the blip in real life, and then we have the blip in what it looks like in a hospital with Monica Rambeau.
Yep.
But we don't have the blip of what it feels like when you reappear in a prison. that may or may not be occupied anymore. Like, could have been.
Well, you got to think about. So it was 5 years between Infinity War to Endgame, right?
Yeah.
If half the life is gone on Earth, and the raft is a giant prison, it's huge. You got to realize that that place is going to deteriorate. People are not going to be able to manage it the way they thought they were going to manage it. Who knows who blipped, who didn't blip. I think that we're going to – I hope we get a scene. They have to explain how Zemo gets out. They have to.
Obviously, yeah.
And
yeah, Zemo is cunning. He can escape amidst chaos.
Exactly. He's it's tough to say who's going to be the big bad of this show, but the fact that they're working with Zemo, I think – So there's this other theory, too, that Agent 13 is a double agent twice over. She's a quadruple agent.
Okay, yeah.
So she's working with Zemo.
That's dumb.
It's dumb, but it would be kind of cool.
I don't...
Because you got to think about it. You got to think back to Civil War, when she just showed up with all of Cap and Falcons and all that stuff. Like... How was she able to sneak that stuff out of there if she wasn't working for Hydra?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because she's got this sweet, innocent face, and nobody would question her.
No, I don't believe
perfect.
It.
That sounds perfect.
That's yeah, perfect it sounds perfect for a quadruple agent.
I don't buy it. I don't think she's a triple, quadruple agent or anything. Either. I think she.
I have a feeling there's going to be some kind of love story between her and Bucky, though. I got a weird inkling about that. I got a weird inkling about that.
I don't think so. I don't.
Yo, if I was Bucky, I'd go for it. You kidding?
Yeah, seriously.
She loves really old guys, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
So. All right, let's shift.
Well, think about it this way: as a story aspect. If what's her name, Sharon Carter?
Yeah.
If her and Bucky get together, that's just comedic relief for Sam to make fun of him. Which adds to their bromance, buddy cop kind of feel.
I don't think it'll be a hard romance. I think it'll be a touch and go kind of thing.
Yeah, it'll be a touch and go kind of thing.
Yeah. Here's the other thing that I want to talk about. Because in this last trailer for the Falcon and Winter Soldier, it has the Falcon, Sam, right? Sam?
Yeah.
I got that right. He's
good work.
Yeah, Sam. Kind of shooting blanks here. It's been a long week. Sam, so he has he's in front of a podium, and he's talking about, like, symbols mean more than the person they were. I think he's talking at Cap's funeral.
I have another theory.
I think he's at Cap's funeral.
Cap's not dead.
I'm like 60-40 right now that Cap's dead.
But you also have the he's in the museum while the lights are being shut off. Like, he's in the museum while lights are being shut off.
So Sam's got an identity crisis in the show. He's got to figure out if he wants to take the mantle. So he's not going to take it. He's going to willingly give it up because he's a hero.
Yeah.
I think that Thunderbolt Ross faked his death. A la Hydra agent or something. Just go with me. I think that Thunderbolt Ross it's a fake funeral so he can go underground and start the Thunderbolt somehow throughout the show.
Oh, can I jump in here? Because I wanted to say this like a half hour ago.
Yeah.
All right. So not everyone knows the Thunderbolts unless they know the comics or they read
any of that.
Things like me. Okay. The Thunderbolts are like the B-list Avengers that Ross puts together to try to save the world for his own good.
Oh, that makes sense. That's the guy who shows up at the football game. Like, that would make sense.
They are effectively the Suicide Squad of the MCU, except better.
Oh, wow.
Except better.
So, like, they're basically
in the comics, they came up when the Avengers were, like, non-existent. When the Avengers After Civil War, the Avengers disbanded, all of that stuff. So now after Endgame, when Tony's dead.
Damn. Oh, my God.
So think about this. So we lost the Avengers in Civil War, right? They're done. They broke up like a band, like the Beatles.
Yep.
And they broke up. They didn't get back together for Endgame. The whole universe came back together for Endgame. Yeah. The Avengers are still done. They don't exist anymore. We're not going to see.
The whole compound's destroyed.
we're not going to see another Avengers movie. We're not going to see that. So, who do we see in Infinity War but Thunderbolt Ross being a piece of shit to Rhodey and everybody else? And he's going to be like, oh, there's a huge gap here, and nature abhors a vacuum. He's going to make his own team.
Yes.
Just like we had a...
Yes.
Just like we had a Civil War that wasn't as big as the real comics Civil War, because we didn't have all those properties yet. We're going to have a new version of Thunderbolt solely for the MCU that consists of people like, oh, I don't know, Vulture, maybe Killmonger if they can somehow make him still alive. They might try to do that.
They have to bring Killmonger back now.
They have to do that.
Zemo in. He's part of the Thunderbolts.
That's the thing. Zemo, Vulture.
Oh, my God.
Agent 13, because if she works for the CIA, the CIA does dirty shit all the
time. No, she would be in charge of them. She would be the leader of them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a genius idea.
She would be like the Amanda Waller working with Ross.
Yeah, thinking like Maria Hill. Like,
hold
she's
on.
The Maria Hill for
hold
him.
On.
Yeah.
Hammer?
So
they're bringing Hammer back in?
Bring Hammer.
Bring
the real Mandarin. Bring in the villains that we already know.
Yes.
And
give us the Thunderbolts.
They're going to give us this fake security blanket of heroes that are really just pieces of garbage. It's going to be like The Boys.
So good.
But not as dirty.
It's going to be The Boys.
It's going to be so good.
It's perfect.
They're going to bring Vulture in as Falcon.
Dude,
they're gonna
as a hero.
I think Vulture's stuck with Sony and mainly Sony, and they're going to do a Sinister Six thing with Vulture. I don't think Vulture's going to be in it. I think what they're going to do is bring U.S. Agent.
What
they might do is make a crossover between the two where, like, maybe they try to recruit him like they do to Wolverine, and they're like, keep on moving. Maybe they approach him, and he goes, no, I don't want anything to do with you, because he's already building his own team.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we already have the villains that we have, and so they're trying to make the Thunderbolts out of those people, and then we get Red Hulk out of it. I think that's what's going to happen. That's what I would do.
Because Ross is Red Hulk.
And we already hate, as viewers, hate Ross.
And we have, in She-Hulk, we have Abomination coming back.
Oh, my God, dude. You guys are tying it all in.
Yo, Matt and I know what's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is great.
I think what this, because this is only a 6-episode arc. They shot it as a 6-hour movie and then just cherry picked points to cut it off each episode. So we're getting a 6-hour movie building up to something that's going to be Avengers-esque, because you have the fallout from Endgame. You're going to hint towards the mutants by having Omega Reg and Madripoor in it. You're going to have the Skrulls in here. You're going to have some kind of defunct side of the Flag Smashers who have some sort of superpowers. Well, could it be the X-Gene? Sure. But I think it's some kind of, like, failure of the super soldier thing like Winter Soldier was, where Zemo killed all of them except for Winter Soldier, obviously. And I think that this show is going to be... This is going to be the most Marvel property we got since Endgame, I think. Because even, like, Far From Home... didn't feel Marvel, you know?
I thought it felt
as Marvel as Homecoming did. The thing is, it came off after Endgame, so you
that's
have this
hard man.
Yeah,
that's
you
hard.
Can't follow that.
That was
up.
A
it's
hard.
Impossible.
They laid way too much weight on the fact that Peter Parker was like emo over Tony's death, which is fair. I get it, but
I agree.
There's so many different things that are happening with the multiverse that hasn't been fully fleshed out yet. Like, you have a version of J. Jonah Jameson in Far From Home, which came out after Wanda. So effects of the Hex are affecting that movie.
Wait a minute. So have we talked about this? I think J. Jonah Jameson is a Nexus being.
No, he's
we
not.
We did talk about that. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's a Nexus being.
Like legit, or you just being a...
No, dude, really. I mean, obviously, there are going to be some changes in the MCU compared to the comics universe. We're not in Earth 616. I don't remember what number it was. I know that they actually gave a number out. It's not 616 because the events haven't been the same as the comics. If he exists in every universe, then yeah. Why wouldn't he be a Nexus being?
There's actually theories of this online. I can't believe this is a thing.
I'm just spitballing this. He's a waste of a Nexus being, but if, like, imagine if Alex Jones existed in every single universe.
I agree. I think he does. I think
They're poisoning the water and turning the friggin' Aragonians gay. It doesn't really work.
No, frogs. Frogs are
frogs.
Gay.
Aragonians, it's a Skyrim reference.
Oh,
sorry.
I got it.
Are we, hey, are we all drinking daddy soda today?
I am.
Oh, I am.
Oh,
David, what are you drinking, man?
Drinking the agua.
I don't even want to tell you. Nope, not talking.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to talk about mine. I'm drinking Founders Moon Rambler IPA, and it is...
Higher ground thing. You guys were talking about daddy soda.
It's the high ground thing. Yeah, this isn't really the high ground. The high ground is retired, so who gives a shit?
The high ground is dead
and buried. It's integrated. Integrated.
Well, that's the thing, Caleb, the co-founder of the High Ground podcast, has told me to use everything I want from it. Hence,
it's because Caleb is dead to us.
He has a girlfriend, and she's really nice, and I like her a lot. but yeah, Moon Rambler IPA from Founders. It's fantastic. It's brewed with milk sugar. It's actually really good.
Ooh. All right, so I drank a beer. I drank a beer the other day. I think it was recent, and it was local, and it was I wish I had the can, but I recycle, so I don't have the can. It was a strawberry milkshake IPA.
Yeah, I've had that.
Oh, I probably have the can in my recycle bin. It's so good. It tastes like a strawberry milkshake.
So on Saturday. Beer.
Like, it's amazing. But right now, I'm drinking nothing important. Super not
it's
important.
It's a Bud Light, isn't it?
Nope, but it is clear.
Ew.
It looks like
it's
water.
It's a Truly. I knew it.
It is a Truly.
Behind that beard, he's the whitest girl I've ever seen.
It's a Truly. Here's the thing about Trulies. They are stereotypically not what a 6'4 bearded man would drink. But I'm trying to watch my girlish figure, and I'm trying to cut weight. So
I understand.
All I realize right now is what's happening.
I don't want to go to bed bloated.
Oh my God, you're such a female. So what I'm learning is if there's no actual show on the TV, we have no idea what we're talking about.
We're talking about beer and what we want to see happen.
We're having a great time, Matt.
We're having a great time. I'm having a blast. So on Saturday, I had a Guinness with peanut butter whiskey in it.
Ooh.
Ew,
nice.
Ew, I'm sorry. Yes. If you have any flavor in whiskey that isn't whiskey, it's not whiskey. It's a liqueur.
It's not, yeah.
Shut
I'm
up.
Hanging
it
up.
Shut
I'm
up,
hanging
Jeff.
Up. I'm done.
They call
Shut
it
up,
they
Jeff.
Call it a peanut butter whiskey, but it was just peanut butter flavored liquor.
Cool.
Jeff,
yeah,
have you ever had
there
a
you
snake
go.
Bite?
No, that's when you have it's cider with a Guinness, correct?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Okay, yeah. So the same thing with Matt was talking about. You can mix Guinness with all kinds of cool stuff.
All kinds of stuff. Oh, but I had
sure,
one, and it
but
tasted
you can't
like
call something whiskey if it's peanut butter whiskey.
No, you're true. That's 100% true.
I'll pour whiskey on my peanut butter and still call it peanut butter whiskey. You can't tell me what to do. I live in America, dude. I live in America.
All right,
oh
so
my God. We should end this podcast now.
Yeah.
This is getting off the rails. Off
so
the rails.
Friday we have the first episode, and I'm excited for the show.
Dude, I'm
I think
so
this
stoked.
Is
I'm
I
so
think
stoked.
WandaVision was a good like palate cleanser, for lack of a better term, leading us into what's actually gonna happen in Phase 4. Because okay. the thing with WandaVision is it was contained in that Westview.
Yeah. I agree.
Like it doesn't really show like a ripple effect out yet, and I think we'll get that in Doctor Strange too. I think what we're seeing is this isolated incident, and then I think what happens in Loki is going to tie in with WandaVision in some sense.
Okay, but, I agree. Here's the thing. Sure. Here's the thing. We're going to get that. We got WandaVision, right? And so we're going to get, like, Falcon and Winter Soldier, and we're going to get Loki, and we're going to get Black Widow. We're going to travel the world and then the universe. And then we're going to be like, what's going to happen next? And then the big thing is going to be, like, the end scene, like, after the credits, it's going to be the Westview street sign. And like Wanda walking past it, like it's
I swear
be
to God, if you're giving
huge.
Us and it's all a dream thing, I'm gonna punch
no,
you.
No,
through
no,
the
no,
phone.
Not like we don't know who we're gonna get to help the whole thing, and it's gonna be Wanda going back to Agatha because we know Agatha's back in Westview. We're gonna have to go back to Westview, and so
no,
that
this
4 years
this is
from what, now, we're gonna.
I don't
see
think the Agatha is in Westview. I don't think Agatha is still in Westview. I think Agatha is more powerful than she lets on.
Agatha's no, definitely no, still in Westview because Wanda's
totally
more powerful than her. Because
oh, obviously.
She took,
she's the Scarlet Witch.
She pulled Agatha's powers in.
Yeah.
And then the powers of all the other witches when she took when she became the Scarlet Witch.
As soon as we all forget about Westview is when they're going to pull Wanda walking back into Westview to get Agatha.
Dude, Wanda's, that finale was so bad. I will never forget about Westview, okay?
Anyways.
There's a weird,
listen,
like,
David, your thought
red,
is good.
Red X. Red X. Just hit that red X, Jeff. Just get off the line. We don't need to talk to you.
Listen, David, just your theory is somewhat correct. Because we're not gonna see Agatha until Doctor Strange 2. Because
dude,
what's
gonna, gonna
happen, listen, what's gonna happen is what I said, where Mordor is gonna befriend Wanda and stir up whatever nightmare Mephisto.
He's gonna befriend Agatha instead.
No, Wanda's gonna have to go to Agatha for help because Doctor Strange is gonna be tied up somewhere in the multiverse, and she's gonna have to find Doctor Strange to help him.
I don't think so.
I was talking out of my ass for a second. That's
I don't think so.
Is.
I don't think we're gonna get the Fantastic Four at that point in time. I think there's gonna be another kid. I think there's going to be another child involved in Agatha trying to raise up. I have a feeling Spider-Man's going to be tied to Agatha. I think Peter Parker's going to go to
Absolutely not, because of Sony's rights, that'll never happen.
No.
Peter Parker will be in Westview.
You're 100% wrong because of corporate greed.
The interesting thing to David's
theory, though,
is... That's
normally how I'm normally wrong,
is corporate greed.
Corporate greed.
The interesting thing is the set photos for No Way Home, there's a ton... An absolute ton of missing children posters.
Yep.
So
and it ties right back in.
There's a possibility.
I don't think that's what they're going to do. I think the missing children are going to be related to the plot of that specific movie and not something we've seen already.
All right, garbage.
The multiverse picking up and kids disappearing. People disappearing and kids disappearing.
Maybe. Jeff. I don't know. Jeff. I think in Spider-Man 3, we're going to see some sort of a villain... that's responsible for the kids missing, which is going to make Peter Parker come out of hiding to try to save the day.
Jeff, hey, do you like Star Trek?
A little bit.
Shh, quiet. Shh, 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 shh. Just quiet now. Quiet down.
We don't
need
every movie to come back to this. You know
what's
going to
be funny about this episode? You know what, the multiverse is the cornerstone of this phase, it seems like. They have a movie... called the Multiverse of Madness.
I think the movie is going to culminate. Everything's going to culminate into that movie. I don't think Spider-Man 3, because it's a Sony property and not a Marvel property, is going to more focus on the Sony properties than it's going to focus on the Marvel properties. Because that is how Sony tends to operate.
Okay,
we haven't seen Vulture show up. We haven't seen Aunt May show up. We haven't seen anybody from the Spider-Man Homecoming show up in any of the Marvel stuff except for Iron Man.
Hold on, Jeff. Hold on. Let me explain this to you. Have you not paid attention to the last 10 years? I'm going to be honest.
Pretty sure I watched the first Iron Man before you did, David.
I'm not talking about movies. Disney will buy Sony.
I doubt
it's going
to
happen.
They've tried, dude. They tried to buy it. You think Disney hasn't tried to buy Sony?
No,
they have Spider-Man.
I don't think so.
They've totally tried.
They're
totally
not
going to
buy it for Spider-Man.
No. That's why the talks stalled. Two years ago.
I thought
that's
you were a good businessman. No, you wait. You wait till stupid stuff like Sony puts out and it fails, and then Disney swoops in and be like, hey,
dude,
you know,
like,
how,
do you like know, Venom,
you know how all of your, you know, oh,
dude,
all of
Morbius
your content
is
going
to be great because of the little tie-ins to Spider-Man. And Venom was actually a surprisingly great movie, but I was absurdly drunk when I saw it. So.
Hey, I'm going to go and log off. Venom was a surprisingly great movie. I need to go and quit this podcast. I'll be off. I'll be off in a little bit.
It was an enjoyable movie.
All right, let's
enjoyable movie.
So let's focus on what's coming out this week.
We're not friends anymore, Jeff. Jeff, we're done. We're done. I was
going to
be like,
get,
hey,
like,
you know
an
what?
An hour into this podcast, and they're like,
the
what
Wrath
are we
of
doing
Khan,
with our lives?
It's Benedict. I love Benedict Cumberbatch. He's amazing, and if he's Khan, I'll watch Star Trek. But you saying that this is good? No, no, we're done. We're done.
You need to go watch
it. Hold on.
There's a magic knob that they turn, and it makes stuff loud, and it makes it so Venom can't exist anymore. It's great.
Can we talk about the fact that we're doing this podcast remotely? So all of us are on FaceTime, and continually through this podcast, David has gotten closer and closer to his phone.
Closer to the mic and the phone. I'm so close. We gotta do video. We have to start doing video.
So I saw that movie when I was visiting a friend in Asheville, and we had been drinking all day going to different breweries. He goes, yo, we should go watch Venom. I'm like, yeah, let's go watch Venom. And then we proceeded to sneak in a liter of wine to the movie theater to drink while we watched it.
Me and David watched it at the drive-ins with our wives.
At a drive-in.
So it was terrible because you couldn't see anything because the movie's super dark. And then you couldn't appreciate the visual effects. So
there
I
were
watched
no visual
it,
effects. Don't worry about it.
So I watched it again with my wife probably a year after. And I was like, oh, this movie's not half bad.
Wait, hold on. You didn't
it's a 6 out of 10.
Hold on. Yeah. Matt didn't explain the drive-in. We were at the drive-in. It was me and my wife in our car. And then Matt and his wife in his car. And then halfway through the movie, I was like, Matt, I'm kicking my wife out. You need to come over here. And so we switched. So Matt hung out in my car, and my wife went and hung out in his car with his wife. And we talked about the movie while they chatted about whatever the hell they chatted about.
Yeah.
But we were really invested. And so.
You see, we were really drunk the entire time because apparently in Asheville, North Carolina, they have theaters where you can buy booze and like drink and watch a movie. We may or may not have snuck in boxed wine, which but
I
down
do that
there
all the time too. Yeah.
Dude, no. Down there it comes in juice boxes. Not like a box of wine, but juice boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did know that
for this podcast.
And
I
then we went to a Waffle House and it was fantastic.
Do you think people get an hour and 15 minutes into this and they're like, wow, I've wasted this entire hour of my life?
Probably.
Most likely.
I'm going to go and say I wasted an hour and a half of my time for this podcast.
All right.
Go ahead, David.
Let's wrap this up then. Before you go,
okay.
David, let's wrap this up.
I'm going to piss my pants. I'm joking. I'm here.
All right. Let's get our final thoughts in about what we're going to see in The Witcher, The Falcon and the Winter
the
Soldier.
The Witcher?
Oh, my God.
It was so good. Yeah.
Dude, the show was terrible, though.
No, it was wonderful. I loved it.
All right. We're not going down that road.
We'll do that on a bonus episode or something.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
So, Falcon and Winter Soldier, I think that we're going to see exactly what I said. We're not going to see Cap's funeral. We're not going to see the mutants. We're going to get hints towards the mutants.
Can I jump in quick, Matt?
Yeah.
Why would we see Cap's funeral? I agree with you. Why would we see it if Disney could capitalize on maybe an old man Cap movie? Why would we see Cap's funeral?
Exactly.
Give us an old man Cap movie, man. Logan did so well.
Yeah. But, I mean, the difference is that it didn't have the weight that Logan did.
It could.
I don't know if it
could. Everything in the MCU hinges on either Thor, Iron Man, or Captain America. They're the big three, hence why they're the first three to go up against Thanos on their own in Endgame.
No, they're not the big three, according to Sam. It's androids, aliens, and wizards.
According to who?
to Sam in the latest trailer.
Oh.
And they have this—they have this cute little back and forth about how Doctor Strange isn't a wizard because he doesn't have a hat.
Wait, it's a what? Androids and wizards?
Androids, aliens, and wizards.
Cool. Androids. Tony Stark and his AI. Aliens.
Ultron.
Thor. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
I thought I had a point there. I definitely didn't. But I would say that. Fuck, I lost where I was going, man. I totally lost it. That's okay. David's back now, though.
All right, let's wrap this up. David, what do you think is going to happen in Falcon?
We're going to get Cap's funeral, although everyone disagrees.
Dude, you can tell that David wasn't here for that part of the conversation.
He wasn't. Yeah, no, he wasn't there at all.
We're not getting Cap's funeral. There's no way Marvel is going to not capitalize on him.
We're getting Cap's funeral.
No.
Yes, it's happening.
You agree with yourself.
He's agreeing with himself, yeah.
Yeah, not with us.
I agree with myself. That's all right. It's a whiskey bet. It's a whiskey bet.
No whiskey bet because David's going to owe us a lot of whiskey by the time we get together and do this.
That's fair.
You need to read a Wikipedia article or two, man.
I can't read. I can't read, Jeff. Jeff, you know I can't
read. All right. Let's wrap this up. I'm tired.
Hold on. I have one thing for the Falcon. I do think we're gonna get Nemo. I know we talked about this. Nemo's gonna be blipped back.
Zemo. Obviously, he's in the trailers.
Oh, the Dream Master is coming back. Oh no.
I don't.
He's in the. David, you're not
Little
giving
Nemo.
Us anything new.
Yo, 1991 call. They want their NES video game back.
And that's all I got. So that's all I got.
All right. So
yeah, I have no idea, dude. I told you before we started this. I have no theories. I have no idea what's going on.
Which is good. So you have zero expectations.
Oh, zero. Zero. Yeah.
I expect to see something from the mutants. I expect to see some sort of thing for the Thunderbolts.
Maybe. That's a cool thing.
I think we'll get that's the starter. Cool we'll get the seeds planted for the Thunderbolts. I don't think we'll get the actual Thunderbolts.
And maybe just a seed for the mutants. I'm not expecting a big thing for the mutants. They just bought them 2 years ago.
This is the thing. We're going to get Mephisto 100%.
Oh, okay, Eric.
Oh,
boss,
my
whatever.
God. Jesus. I will say this one thing. I watched the latest trailer for it.
Yes.
The score, like the music, is so good. Like it's so
it's really good.
And
it's
really
super.
Good. I'm gonna be honest. Like I love WandaVision and I love the magic. I love the concept of like multiverse and magic and these things. I could really go for just a like that thing I said earlier, like a beat 'em up, shoot 'em up. Like I would love for just like
we need
it's
that.
Homegrown.
We need that again.
It's not aliens. It's just. A home threat, and we're gonna fight, and we're gonna punch, and we're gonna shoot, and I love that. I love that stuff.
Ooh, I have a fun, probably not gonna happen, but I wouldn't mind seeing idea. What if Matt just yawned like huge?
Dude,
it didn't show up on the mic.
So here's my like I'd love to see happen, but it probably won't. I want to see Falcon. And Bucky stand up to the man, and I want to see the Punisher join them.
Oh,
and I wanna,
God, Jesus.
I want to see them
go
up against the man and be like, yo, this government is wrong. Something is wrong with this government. Someone has infiltrated the government. It's the Skrulls, and we need Nick Fury to help us sort this shit out.
If they bring John Winterthal?
Berthnall.
Dude, if he shows up, I'm gonna crap my pants, dude.
Dude,
I'm
all of the Defenders casting was perfect. Everybody in those shows, with the exception of Ali.
Danny Rand.
No, Danny Rand's okay. Like, he's fine.
Nope, he sucked.
No, he's fine. The writing was bad. Season one was good. Season two was terrible.
Well, then you're saying Ben Affleck as Daredevil was good and the writing was bad.
No, he was also bad. The writing was really bad in Daredevil, but the casting was also bad.
So I'm gonna say,
you know what? No. I'd say the direction was bad. That's not what blind people look like when they take off their blindfolds. That's all I gotta say. They don't have dirt right, faces.
All right,
they
just, okay.
They just
too much,
eyes.
Too so, much whiskey, Jeff. Jeff, too
so
much.
So we're
whiskey.
Gonna get, we're gonna get the, hold on. We're gonna get mutants. We're gonna get this. We're gonna get that. Let's wrap this up because we're
hold
just
on,
gonna go.
Hold on, no. One more thing. One more.
I want to fight David more.
I want to fight you. I want to fight
oh
you in real
God.
Life. Let's throw punches. All right. So Christ. One more question. I want to hear Matt's and you, Jeff. I want to hear your answer.
All right, if this is the final thought. Go ahead.
Out of the Netflix MCU, like the Netflix one, what character, if you got one character to pull from there, other than Charlie Cox, because we all know that, but
character
other than
and
him,
actor?
Actor
Charlie
and character.
Cox is going to be in Spider-Man, by the way, but continue.
Yeah, we know that. We are. That's my point. Like, skip Charlie Cox. You're going to bring
Punisher.
One more. One
Punisher.
More in.
Punisher.
Who would you bring? You bring Punisher.
Punisher.
Jeff, who would you bring in? Character and actor into
Kilgrave.
The MCU. Who?
Ooh, Kilgrave.
Kilgrave.
Dude.
That's a good
that's
one.
A good one. Here's who like, I'd bring in.
Go ahead.
Styx.
Who?
The guy who played Styx. Like the guy who... Styx. Am I getting that wrong? Like the guy who mentored Styx. Charlie Cox. Like the
oh,
old
you
man.
Mean the guy with the hand?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
The actor,
what's his name? I don't know his name.
Nah, man. He's like discount Clint Eastwood. I don't give a
dude,
shit about
he's
him.
So good.
Dude, he's the old
he's
guy.
Amazing.
He's the
he
old
did
guy
so
in
good
Blade.
As Styx.
He's the old guy in Blade.
But that's my point. Like, dude, he's oh, okay. So good.
What's the guy's name?
I gotta look it up.
No, the guy in Blade. What was his name? Whistler.
The Whistler. Wait, wasn't that Jeff Bridges?
No.
He could have played him though.
Either way. Anyway, yes,
I can get by that. Actually, I can get
dude.
By all of those. All of
sure I think the best one to bring in, especially in. Jeff had a great thought, like having him in Falcon and Winter Soldier, bringing the Punisher in. Oh my God, that would be amazing. It'll
Yo,
never
if
happen.
Up against, if it's going film, up against a corrupt government,
dude,
which
would.
If they're
the
trying
thing
to
is,
put
is it'll
U.S.
Never,
agent in.
I don't want to be that guy, but it'll never happen because they just got the rights to those characters like 2 weeks
it's
ago,
too,
or a month ago.
It's too soon.
It's too soon,
too
but
soon.
That would be amazing.
But it's coming, dude.
Matt, you know the comics better than me. Who else could we have that isn't the Punisher that would fill that sort of gap? Anti-government, anti-corruption sort of vigilante in the Marvel Universe. Who else could that be?
Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's Canadian. Are we really going to buy that?
Oh, we'll buy it. Because if this Flag Smashers group is a weapons plus, weapons-esque kind of wide awake thing... There's seeds tied for that.
What about Sabretooth?
No.
Nah.
Yeah.
Wow, why Sabretooth? We shut that down fast.
Yeah, no. I think honestly the only other person I can think of
Magneto.
Wolverine is like the easiest. No, not Magneto.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no.
Wait, so if it's Wolverine, it's not going to happen. We know it's
no,
not going to happen.
It's
too late
happen.
In the game for that. Who do you want to play Wolverine? I know we talk about this fucking all the time, but who do you want to play Wolverine
Jensen
in the
Eccles.
MCU?
Jensen Eccles.
Okay.
That guy.
Good one.
I agree. That guy.
Yeah, he's good.
Totally. Totally.
Is that one thing he was
is
in?
Is it Taron Egerton or something like that?
Is it Alden Ehrenreich?
No, that's
the
guy
who
from,
played.
No, not the
Solo.
Guy that played. Not the guy that played Solo.
Oh, see, I think he could do a good
I
job.
I think it was the guy that.
I agree.
He was the guy in. The Kingsman.
Don't need to be more specific.
The movie The Kingsman. He was the main guy.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of leads in that, though, right?
No, the kid from that movie. The main one that. What's his name? Mentors.
Working on it.
It's Taron Egerton or something like that.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I honestly think they should retire Wolverine. I think Hugh Jackman is the only one. I think he should be retired. I think they have
no. They have to. They have. It's a cash cow. They have to bring Wolverine into this.
Honestly, after,
he could do with his daughter. Like, his daughter in Logan, like, I think that could be the next Wolverine.
You know what?
And
if they can
with the
find
social
a way,
justice stuff going on.
Think
like,
of this. What's the first, like, realistically, when you think about it, what's the first person you think about when you hear X-Men? Based on the past 25 years of movies.
It's Wolverine, but at the same time, my brain always goes to Gambit because I never got a good version of him.
No, we got that crappy version.
I like that version, actually. I really
Like he had like 36 minutes of screen time, maybe.
Yeah, but seconds. He did well with that. What I meant. He got nothing, and he did well with it.
Was terrible.
We gotta wrap this up.
Whatever.
This went on forever on nothing. We had nothing to talk
about.
We had nothing. For and the longest we've ever gone.
This is
nothing. That's not true at all. I'm looking at our time code here. We still have a ways left before the last one. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. So
let's talk about how bad other people will be at Wolverine for like the next 40 minutes, and we should be good.
No, thank you.
Can we not do that? Thanks.
We're not doing that. So has been the Mad Hatter cast.
I'll do it right now.
All right, this has been the Mad Hatter cast. I'm Matt.
I'm Dave.
I'm Jeff.
And you can find us on social at Mad Hatter cast on Instagram and probably Facebook. I don't even know if we do Facebook.
We're on
anchor.fm/Mad Hatter cast. Hopefully next week the episode will be better because we have something to actually talk about.
Maybe. Hey, like and subscribe, whatever you're listening on.
Yes,
like Apple,
Spotify, mother effing like button.
Send us a review. Give us a call on all 18 views that listens we had last week. Give us a call on Anchor. You can leave a voice message.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's
you can leave
I almost get my phone number. Hey, call me at 518. Just continue on. Just give me a holler. You got, like,
anyways,
some tile. You need something
thanks for
done, something.
Taking this god awful journey down nowhere lane.
Oh my god!
And we'll see you next week with actual content.
This
actual
is going to have the most listens out of any of our
podcasts. This is
going to
have.
Yet.
This is it. This is the one.
Yeah, I fell asleep halfway through this. Like
I'm not going to have Apex sponsor any of these episodes until we're actually good at this.
The worst best episode.
We're the best at this. All right, everybody. Thank you. Goodbye.
Whatever. Hey, y'all. Good night.